Talk about it with Fran Jazz. Today's guest is a recording artist coming out of Yonkers, New York. Today's guest is Super C-C-E.
Yeah, y'all know what it is, man. I'm in the building.
How you doing today, man?
I'm good, man. How you?
Very good. I'm excited for this one. All right, let's start from the beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in the Bronx for them straight Yonkers.
You were born in the Bronx and you lived in Yonkers at the moment, or you moved like years later?
I never lived in the Bronx. I just was born there.
All right. Where does your name Super come from?
When I was younger, I had this t-shirt. It's when he's doing airbrush t-shirts and shit. I had the Superman shit, but I just had the symbol on my shit. It was like super, and that shit just stuck.
Nice.
Before that, I was fucking getting called Beans. Like,
I like that. I like when the name has a real origin to it. That's a good story. I like that. And what is CCE?
That's Chris Koch Entertainment. That's after my man, named after my man Brax.
Nice. All right, let's learn a little bit about Super. Tell us a little bit about your childhood.
I grew up in Slobon. All my friends I grew up with, I'm still with today. Some of them rapping. They'll be here soon. It was a fun childhood, though. I was always outside, chilling. Me and my man Tone, a couple other niggas. But yeah, it wasn't nothing. It wasn't bad or nothing. It was a good childhood.
Nice. You were always in Slobom?
Yeah.
Nice. If you had to explain to someone that doesn't even know the entire New York, how would you explain Yonkers to someone?
The best city in the state, man.
Nice. How did the Tiny Dancer challenge start?
Oh, that's my man Large shit. I was liking that beat so much. I just wanted to get on that shit, so I told him to start a challenge and see what that shit do. A couple people jumped on that shit.
Nice. I see your dedication. You've been doing this for years now.
Yeah.
What drives you to keep going?
Shit, I just love doing that shit. My man Foggy, that's the battery right there. Pook, them two right there. They keep me pushing this shit, going crazy. And now they got me on some not even writing type shit, like just jumping in the booth, in and out, how I do it. Like,
tell us a little about Pook, is it?
Yeah.
What is Pook to you?
Pook is the bro. He fucking mix master engineer. Fucking whatever I need done, either one of them gonna do it. Or even my man CJ. If one of them can't do it, somebody gonna do it. Pook gonna do it, or Foggy, or CJ. And that's how all the music get done after what I do.
Nice. I like that. What's your writing process?
I ain't been writing lately. I'm not even saying this just because we on the podcast. My man right here, he can vouch this shit for me. He not going to vouch for anything. He's going to tell you the truth. I've been going in and out the booth, like just saying what's on my head, collecting more, going back in there. That'd be my process sometimes.
Nice. Very nice. What do you prefer most? Recording it or performing it?
I'm not going to lie. I like both, but I like being in that studio. Like, it'd be fun in there for me. And then even seeing people when you perform, though, seeing them rocking to your shit, that shit, I like that shit too. But when I'm in the studio vibing, me and my niggas or something, it's our time, and then everybody here, that should be fun. They don't get to see that shit. That should be mad fun in there. Like, shit, like a little ass party it could be. And sometimes when I record in Pittsburgh, me and Poop, we in there fucking from sun up to sun down, like, for real. Like, a nigga don't be going to sleep till, like, 9 in the morning for a few hours. Then we back at it because we got the our own studio right there. So that shit is an all-nighter. Then me and Foggy in the stew, it's fun. That nigga gonna be like, yo, that was some bullshit, nigga. Do it over. Like, I be needing that, though. Everything that's been dropping is fucking knocking. So I ain't just doing that shit on my own. My niggas be helping me with that shit too. Like, they ain't writing shit for me, but he gonna tell me, yo, nah, that ain't the way to say that shit. Say that shit like this, it's gonna be better. All that shit be fun in there, like vibing with my niggas. Like, and these niggas I did it with for fucking 15 years plus. Like, it ain't no new shit.
What do you need in the studio besides your team, the music, and what else?
A lot of gumbo, man. Big feet up gumbo. I need all of that. That, I don't really drink, but I'll take a sip here and there. So other niggas be drinking, so I'll have some of that too. And shit, I'll probably be on my phone. I need my phone in there. And that's it.
Nice. What religion were you raised in?
I'm not with the religion. I'm not into that.
Yeah, what about God? You believe in God?
Definitely do.
What's God to you?
The higher up, the man. Like,
who's the first person you think of when you think of success?
What you mean as far as my peers or like a famous person, anything?
Anybody.
Success?
First person.
Shit, 50 Cent.
What about him?
He's success. Everything about him, he did everything. Like, coming from where we at. Music, he went diamond on his first one. Movies, now he doing his own shows. Like, he's still in the game relevant, and he ain't really doing the music right now, so shit like that. Like,
and what's success to you?
Everything I conquer is success. Like, even if this next, I need success is a motherfucking deal or something.
As a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
What I'm trying to do now, man. Real shit. Been doing this shit forever.
What are three things you need to be happy?
Feed up gumbo, my kids, like my niggas, like my family. I'm happy around them.
What's the most exciting thing you ever did?
Exciting thing. Man. Shit, I don't be doing shit for real. Now that you asked that question. Most exciting thing. I'm trying to think, was I ever in a studio with any rappers? Fucking, I don't know. I just went to the first time I ever been to a fucking concert was the Styles P shit for his birthday. That was, I could say that.
Where was that?
At Irving Plaza.
As you get older, what has become more important and less important?
Less important, beefing. That shit is like, I don't care, but I don't want to. And more important is fucking living.
Who are your top five favorite artists?
It could be anybody.
Anybody.
Come on, man. I'm about to keep it so gangster, though. I want to keep it so hood, like, my team. What the fuck? Nah, but I'm gonna put Kiss is definitely one. Motherfucking Nas, Tone. Who else, man? I was fucking with Vital hard for a minute. Fuck it.
What would be the best piece of advice you'd give your younger self?
Stay out the way.
You're a man of few words.
Yeah, I'm a quiet one off the tracks, man.
Do you have any regrets?
Nah. No regrets. Everything was done for a reason.
What are your overall life goals?
To be successful and take care of the family.
Family is the most important thing to you?
Yep.
That's beautiful. I like that. You have any advice you'd like to give any like upcoming artists?
Just do what you want, man. If you feel like your shit knocking that you want to do, do it and see what's the outcome, man. Don't let a nigga shoot you down. It might be your one that he don't like.
Nice. Please let the viewers know how they could find you and if you have anything coming up that they should be tapping into.
I'm on IG and TikTok at Super_CCE. I got the YouTube channel Super_CCE. And everything I got coming up, more singles, man. We're going to keep doing these singles, putting some albums together. But for right now, to keep y'all occupied with me. I'm going to keep doing some singles of straight videos, though. And they'll be on all platforms after the video drop. I got a video with CJP coming up soon. A movie. Yeah, stay tuned for that. Foggy Lens is shooting it. Yeah, I know what it's going to be after that. Follow me. Keep up.
Follow him and keep up. Thank you, everybody, for watching. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please give the thumbs up, subscribe, share, comment. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Peace and love.